And the passage for today's message is Psalm 130, verse 1 to 6. You can follow along on the display. Psalm 130, verse 1 to 6. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, have a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. And the title of today's message is To Seek God's Face. And the key verse in Psalm 27, verse 4. Key verse is Psalm 27, verse 4. Let's all read together this key verse. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To pray our heart for today's message from our pastor. This is something our heart desires. Each of his children. We'd like to invite our pastor to come and share the message. Greetings to everyone, including our friends, coming this morning. We welcome those traveling from afar to come and worship with us today. And today, we will study together the passage with the title, To Seek God's Face. David has sought the face of the Lord and left us many beautiful writings. And one of those is Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. There's a farmer in a court case, and he suffered an injury because of his accident from the car. And the lawyer of the other side, when you suffer accident, you were healthy, right? And that person said, what I was then taking care of my cow, and the accident happened. No, I just want to confirm whether you are healthy on that day that accident happened. Is that right? And the farmer said, continue to recount the story of his cow. The cow is willing, really hard, and he's fine. And the judge said, this person before has said that he was well and healthy, but now he tried to sue my client more than what he was deserving. May the judge it correctly. And so the judge was wondering what the cow has to do with insurance. Well, can you continue to tell the story of your cow? And so the farmer said, when I was tying my cow there, and someone behind me to hit me, and the iron that point and crushed that, so the cow was so hurt that he cried out, and then I broke my leg in between the cage and the car. And so afterwards, the police came. He saw the cow crying, so he was pitiful. So he draw his gun and shoot the cow. And he told me, the cow was so injured, so I shot him dead. Are you injured? So, no. I'm so well. And sometimes in our life, we didn't understand the situation of other people. But David shared with us, well, wonderful, to with topic about seeking God's face. So let's pray for guidance. How do we seek God's face? Dear our Heavenly Father, we are thankful because in your love, you have drawn us, you have made us to seek your face, the one who created this world and also created us. And this morning, we come to seek the Lord, wishing that to see you and find you, may your word teach us so that we find out how we could see God. We are thankful because you have your word to lead us the way that we should go. May you lead us in your truth. We put everything in your hand and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 130. Someone said that somebody said it belonged to Ezekiel. But most of the Bible scholars, this is the writing of David, dear congregation. We come into the worship of the Lord. We keep finding him. Do you ever pray? And pray this morning, we seek the Lord according to the way David wants us to. And David said, one thing I ask of the Lord, this only do I see. So we have to pray. We have an attitude in seeking God. How do we do that? That is, I would find and seek the Lord forever. It's not just for a moment. It's not for when we have trouble, but we seek the Lord on our life and in our life. He could gaze on the beauty of the Lord. You think that we can gaze on the glory of God? And he will pray in his temple that he is in the presence of the Lord in his temple. The worship is the seeking of God forever so that we can beauty of the glory of God. And we can stand in God's presence. First, we have to pray in humility. In from the out of my heart and my lift me up. And so the depth of he called out from the depth of this burden. But God can hear David's cry. David has faced many problems in his life. And he felt that in those events, God is there with him. And David has prayed in Psalm 40, verse 2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. David discovered that when we were in his pit, there is a mud that is drawing him back. That means he could not escape it. That pit keeps holding him back. This is not just a feeling, but a recognition of his situation. David recognized in his situation, this is something I could not escape from the situation, but he recognized there is a God that he is an ocean. The prayer that David, he lifted me out of the pit, out of the pit, I call on to the Lord. And that cry carried them. Only God can save me. That's what David had in mind. Dear community, today, many people pray, but few have cried out to the Lord for the death of their burden. But they couldn't recognize there is a mud that is pulling us back down. And Jeremiah 6:53, verse 5. call unto me, Lord, and I will answer you. We have to think this point. God wants us to do, not just to pray and go, to yell out loud, cry out loud, to lift our burden into God's hand. Because we are in our daily life. We see some homeless, they will call out to for us to give them money. It's different than somebody, he was some different than someone who was drowning in the river. The homeless can talk about the difficulties in life, hoping that we can give them some money. But the one drowning, they have no time to do. He says, come on, save me. The drowning person will mean that. The homeless may ask because sometimes the person can give that homeless money, but the drowning person calling, hoping to be saved out of the situation. Humility is a prayer, like a prayer in a desperation person coming from a desperate situation. So let's think about what the depth of the prayer is. That the weakness of the flesh? Is it the self-pity in our sinful nature? Or is it disappointment in all the challenges in life? Or is it an invisible force that is keeping us back in this sinful danger? Out of the depth, we have to pray out of our community. And that's the reason we could see the Lord. Recognize where the mud heart is. Pray with humility will change our condition. The second point that David is praying, that praying with faithfulness. Praying with faith. Praying has to go with faith. Faith is on the foundation of the God, that he knows who God is, the creator of the universe. David knew about this God, is that God has the forgiving essence. As the west is far from us, then there's your sins will be removed. He does not recognize and remember our sins. If God remembers our sin, nobody can escape. It's an issue. There's an illustration in somebody who caught a woman who committed adultery, and Jesus bring before Jesus and say, should we stone this adulteress? But Jesus was thinking about how to forgive this woman. And so Jesus answered those who brought this adultery. Whoever in you is sinless, throw the first stone. But nobody did. They left. Because God did not think about to condemn. Jesus is the Lord of forgiveness. He always created opportunity for us to repent, for you and me and all the sinners to be forgiven. And Jesus asked this lady to commit adultery. Who condemned you? Where are they? They love me. I do not condemn you either, Jesus said, but go, do not sin again. Jesus knew about the sinful condition, but he did not condemn this lady, this woman. And Judas is a disciple in the Last Supper under the shadow of Jesus. If you receive this bread of me, will be the one who revolving to betray Jesus on that night. And Judas received the bread, he left the table. He told the soldier, whoever I kiss, you will try to capture him. And then Judas did that. But Jesus said to Judas, he didn't complain. Judas, you used a kiss to betray me? So the self-pity of sinful went into the darkness to kill himself. David has committed sin. And so God was angry with David. But with the relationship they experience, prayer must depend on the forgiveness of God. Because God will forgive so that they can, God can forgive us so that we can reverence Him, to fear Him. He did not solve our situation, but He resolved our situation, our condition. God has a way to change the essence of a sinful person. The important part is that we recognize that the forgiveness of God is available for us, or we let our self-pity and sinful nature continue to dominate us. There's a true story. There's a car. One day, 4-year-old son, and he used a rock to scratch the car, but the child did not recognize what was wrong. So he made many marks on the new car, and the father looked at the car, and he was so angry to see, and so he was chasing his son around this new car when they tried to catch him. He has a friend. He took his son and beat him and put a burn. Then he was bleeding. Then he suddenly was bleeding. He took him to the hospital, and the condition that of the situation. They made all the fingers open, and now the child suffered permanent injury in her hand. And he went into this, please forgive me, Father. And my father said, please do not do anything like that again. And he said, and then he looked at his hand and said, dear Father, when do I have my fingers back again? And the father could not answer it. He drove the car and he committed suicide after that. The father could forgive his son, but his conscience he could not forgive. And so he committed suicide. The Bible taught us God is a God of forgiveness. And there's a way for us. In Isaiah 55, let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on them, and to our God, for He will freely pardon. The devil can make you and me choose the wrong things if we do not understand our God is a God who is like to forgive us, take up as far with the Lord at Jacob. But in that night, Jacob was living. Jacob met the Lord. I have seen the Lord. And then my soul has been set. And he put the covenant, the Phineas, that means seeing God there. And our epistle is saying, seeking God, when we will come see the Lord, and our soul is saved. And the third point David wants to remind us is that praying with hope. We pray in humility, we pray with faithfulness, but also we must pray with hope. And he said, I wait for my soul. I wait on the Lord, seeking me in heart, has a hope. That hope is put on the foundation on the word of God. And God, give us His word to cause us to have hope in Him. Because God is the God of hope. The Lord said, come to me, return to me. When Jesus came to the world, those who are heavy burdened, come to me, and you will have rest. The burden and our wisdom is different for each of us. But everyone will have to say, come to Jesus, because he has a solution for everyone. Come to the Lord, because he has a way to resolve burdens and our problems. And David described his hope is more than the watchman of the tower in the watch of the night. So, we know the watchman said that the sun will rise. And that's the hope of the watchman. Watch for the sun to rise. The word of God will bring us the hope more than the world can give. People seek religion, hoping to have something in return. Religious, too. They bring whatever they hope for. But religion could not guarantee. There is no other religion. The faith in Jesus Christ is described. Is described like this in Hebrew, verse 11. 1. Now faith is a confidence in what we hope for, and the assurance about what we do not see. Because faith is in the foundation of the Creator, that he guides all the things that happen in our world. The congregation. Before, there's a girl in a church afar emailed to me, and she told me about her personal story. I have to confess to you, Pastor, this girl from a poverty. I was born in a family of uneducated. So when I was young, the parents did not look after me. And then when I grew up, this girl said, I have many of the boyfriends and I gave myself away to them. And I was so many times pregnant and have to do an abortion. Everyone knew about my situation. And they look with a despised eyes, a sick eye. They thought that a girl like me can come into the church. And he asked me, Pastor, can God forgive someone like me? I could not imagine how this beautiful lady has a condition that is so sinful like that. And so I call and pray for her. I talked to her many times. And I sent so many emails how to bring that girl close to you. In a few months, one time she called me. I am very happy today. I find myself a place. Pastor, I have a relationship again with my brother and sister. And because of that, she rejoiced and did not change her life. But when I bring her to the Lord, she discovers the forgiveness of the Lord. And that forgiveness has changed her life, has changed her mind about herself. Prayer with hope is called an attitude of coming, knowing more than just a dream, because faith is to know with certainty the hope. A psychologist, very famous, he told us, Dr. Cummings and Hitchin, if he could convince the patient in psychiatric hospital that their sins were forgiven, then 75% of them could walk out the next day. They would discover God is a God that forgives. And then there is hope, 75%. If the patient psychiatric hospital knew that their sins were forgiven, they can be healed and walked out of that hospital. We do not rely on other people. The hope in God is always certain, knowing that we will be forgiven. So, let's seek the Lord the way that David has done. Because we know that the God that we believe, when David said in the plea, one thing I ask of you, this I will seek the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. This promise, you will seek me and find me if you seek me with all your heart. That is, I will be in the house of my Lord all the days of my life. We seeking will have an eternal value. There, we can gaze at the beauty of the Lord. And we can walk in the God the presence. God only wants to, Jesus wants to go to worship. He will seek the Lord of his life. How many problems we have here? Are we seeking the Lord? If we know that the one we believe in, that person, we know we will be forgiven, and this promise for us will be true. Well, if it, because God's love is the condition for us to come and seek it. May the Lord bless each one of us. Let's all stay. Let's pray. After this, we will have our wedding ceremony and for Mr. Keith and Mr. Chen. Please remain afterward for this wedding ceremony. Let's pray. Dear our loving Father, dear God, we are thankful because we are sinners, but God has a way for us to resolve our sinful condition. Many times we have sinned like David, but that is, you will forgive as far as from the west, that you will remove our iniquities as far from us. And in you, we always have hope. David experienced that hope in the Lord, so that in the next day, we seek the Lord, Lord. May we seek the Lord, Lord. We will see, know for sure that we will find that our life will be resolved by the love of God. Our sinful condition will be resolved. May you lead us in the rest of our life. We live into your sovereignty, Lord. Bless our church here. Bless the wedding to come under your guidance. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.